Welcome everybody. Shir number 992. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Mayim Achroinim, trying to finish up. So there's an interesting question the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas brings down. Just going through a little bit the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, as we always try and do in conjunction with whatever we're learning. So in our Siman, of course, with Kuf Pei Aleph, the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, I just do want to mention the one of the beautiful things about it. He goes Siman per Siman. All the questions that are found in the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, how he explains, is in each Siman per se. So if a person's learning a Siman in the Shulchan Aruch and they want to have a better understanding and spread out a little bit, sort of like the lines, along the lines of the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, they could go to the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, and he explains each detail over there with various different, shittas and maimakonimus and so on. But it's an interesting question, which comes up in reference to how much water. Okay, so we know, we saw that, a person, just to chazreova, like we said last time, a person has to, ain't so chlital yoda. First of all, you only wash once, right? The question is how many times you wash. We spoke about to wash once, as opposed to, when a person washes for bread, you wash twice, right? For sure. And you wash up to, we said that you wash up to the second perek sheni, the second knuckle on the finger, and on the thumb, you wash up to the first, because there is only two, so you wash up to the first one. If somebody's hands are dirty higher, so then you wash higher, right? And then we said that there are those who machmir every single time to wash in up to the kishrei's boys ad pisa. So yeah, like the bir halacha brought down, where they attach to the fingers that they attach. In other words, all the fingers, the full fingers. Wash your full fingers. There are those who are machmir to do like that also. And the bir halacha said that is a good thing to do. Now the question is, he brings down the Siddhas of the Grub that was brought down again in the Bir Halacha. He actually brings down on Pi Kabbalah also, it's a good thing, to wash the full finger, up to the palm, he brings it from the Kaf HaChaim, that's the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, and from the Arizal and so on. So that is a good thing to do for sure. But, now the question is, but should I wash like extra? What do we mean by washing extra? We spoke about by Mayim Rishonim, when one washes for bread, it's mamish brought down the Gemara. It's a good thing. It brings shefa. The more person uses, the more water a person washes with their hands with, right? You're supposed to wash your hands for bread by Netilas Yadayim, all the way up to the wrist. Right? So that's the halacha. And it's not just that, but the Gemara brings down a maisa that, I don't remember offhand who it was. Shulchan Aruch brings it down, the Maisa Halacha L'Maisa, that they used a lot of water, and it brought Shefa, and it brought Parnasa, and all beautiful, wonderful things. In other words, the more the merrier, as you say, the more water you use, the better it is by washing for bread. So that's actually a good thing to do, not to sort of like they say in English, be cheaper to water, but pour it on for Mayim Rishonim when one is washing for bread, unless people are waiting online, you know, one has to be careful with other people's feelings. But the question is, so getting back to, what about by Mayim Achroinim? Is it an extra bracha? Do I see that extra bracha? If I also pour it on, I'll go to the sink and I'll use extra amounts of water like by when I wash for bread. It's a wonderful thing, right? So does that halacha apply by Mayim Achroinim also? So we see we only wash once, but maybe I should really fill up the cup full and wash my whole hand to the wrist and use a lot of water. So he says, brings on the Sefer Halachas, no, opposite, that one should be careful not to use too much water because of the question of the Sitra Achar over here. Again, this whole thing, Al Pi Kabbalah, it's hard to understand, but that's the Sitra Achar. This thing which we don't quite understand, but it's not like, it doesn't bring so much shefa, let's put it like that. It doesn't bring so much, like by the Mayim Rishonim. So just to read inside how he brings it down in Ois number Yodal, and now it's in Kuf Pei Aleph, Anashim Elu She'enam Noisnim Rak Kama Tipim. So he just talks about that which we saw in the Bir Halacha, that those people who just wash the tips of the fingers is definitely not Yaitza. They're not doing the right thing. Vanashim Elu She'enam Noisnim Rak Kama Tipim, a little bit of water, a few droplets, Al Rosh Etzba Oisayim, right? We saw in the Bir Halacha, Enam Yaitzim Yidei Natila Klal. They're not Yaitzim Ayim Achroinim, right? So people think they just wash the tips, so they have these these little kalim, whatever, that doesn't help. That's not worth anything. But he does say on the flip side. Now, on the flip side, he brings from the Chidah and others, he brings from others. Don't pour it on, right? Do the shear, how you're supposed to do it to the second knuckle or even to the, where the hand, the fingers, the full fingers where they attach to the palm, but don't pour it on. Don't overdo it. It's not the same as Mayim Rishonim. Mikol Makom Yizor Shelo Yarbe. Don't do too much. Lo Yarbe Behem Kihem Chelik Hasitra Acha. Again, it's part of the Sitra Acha. This whole thing, the Mayim Achreinim, that has to do with Kabbalah. Vim Yadav Maluch Lach Harbe. If a person's hands are very dirty, so he says interesting thing. If the person's hands are very dirty, Yuchatzim Ba Koydim Natilas Yidaim Koydim Natilas Mayim Achreinim Adaita. A person should wash their hands beforehand, whatever the case is they know they're eating more, but I'm not quite sure why he brings down the eating more part, but be it as it may, a person's hands are very dirty. Let's say in a case in time, so he brings down they're going to eat more, so one should wash their hands before the Mayim Achroinim. Make sure your hands are clean, even though you're going to be eating more. And the Va'achar Sheyachal, after you're going to eat, after you finish eating, so Va'achar Sheyachal, Oid Yitol Mayim Achroinim, then wash Mayim Achroinim Ma'at. A little bit, and then, in other words, with the shear to the second knuckle, or the knuckle that attaches to the fingers, but don't overdo it, a small amount. In other words, make sure you have the shear, but not to overdo it. The point is from today's shear, what I'm trying to bring out, how the Sefer HaTzalachas is explaining, there is no concept of pouring it on like there is by Mayim Rishonim before bread, whereby you see Shefa and Bracha and all beautiful things. By Mayim Achroinim, it's the opposite a little bit. It's the Sitra Acha. You have to make sure you do have the shear, second knuckle, third knuckle. Make sure you do have the shear like we spoke about, but you don't have to pour it on. And opposite, it's better not to pour it on. You make sure you wash with the right amount, and that's it. Okay, we'll stop here. I just do want to say, he does bring down on the bottom in Ois Mem Dala that there were Al Pika Bola, there were those who mamish wash, were very makbid, bedafka, to wash, you know, as little as possible, covering the shear, but mamish as little as possible, making sure that they have the right amount on the shear and so on, because of the this thing with the Sitra Acha. Thank you for listening. Atzlacham Bracha. Kol Tov.